All right, everybody. God bless you. What's up, everybody? Bishop Paul Wunderchek here with a quick word for you. I'm going to wait just a few minutes for people to get on, and I'm about to run into Captain D's to grab some fish and shrimp. So before I do that, hey, God bless you, Afa. Hey, thank you guys for watching. I got a principle I want you to write down, and we're going to talk here. Give me about 30 more seconds. Swipe to the right, to the left. Invite your Twitter followers. Invite your Facebook fans. And I'm going to share a thought with you before I run in here and get me some seafood and shrimp with tartar sauce. Hush, puppies. Glory to God. I'm getting hungry already. But let me share a quick word with you. And I want you, welcome guys. Thank you guys. You're hungry too. I'm making you more hungry by talking about where I'm getting ready to go eat, huh? I don't know about you, but I like Captain D's. Oh, wow. That's great. That is wonderful. That is wonderful, son. I want you to write this down. It's a thought that really has been in my spirit for a couple of days. And anybody that wants to walk in prosperity, you've got to have persistence. Persistence produces prosperity. We live in an instant gratification world. Everybody wants to just, you know, hit the magic button and be rich, win the lottery. Persistence, that's right, Afa. Persistence produces prosperity. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? You got to be persistent, meaning you got to do a small thing over and over and over again to begin to see results in your life. If you want to go to the gym, you can't just go one time and expect your body to pop into shape. You've got to go every day, every other day, in order to see results after 60 to 90 days. Working out, you're not going to see any results, probably. Thank you. God bless you guys. You're not going to see results within the first 60 to 90 days. People want to go to the gym and run for 20 minutes on a treadmill and expect everything going to work out. You're not conditioned. You've not even started. Persistence produces prosperity. And I say, hey, God bless you guys. I see these people all the time. They're like, well, you know, we're just waiting on God. We're just waiting on God. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says to wait on God. Jesus never said wait on God. Jesus, why would you wait for somebody who's already in your future? Why would you wait for somebody who's already been to your end, rewinded your life and started it, and walks through your life with you? You don't need to wait on God. The Bible is very clear. Jesus said, ask. He said, seek. He said, knock. He didn't say wait. He said, figure out what you want. That's right, Wayne. Figure out what you want. Then ask God for it. Now get off your lazy haunches and go look for it and go find it. And when you come to a door, knock on it to see if it's Him. And if it's God, then walk through it. Why are you shouting, Bishop? Because I get so sick and tired of everybody saying, I'm just waiting on God to pay my light bill. No, God's waiting on you to use your mouth to create your future. God's waiting on you to get off your blessed assurance and do something. Thank you, man of God. Hey, prophet. And do something for the kingdom. I'm just believing God for a million souls. Well, how many have you told about Jesus this week? Well, I'm just believing God that I'm going to have a wife, that I'm going to have a husband. Really? How many dates did you go out on this month? Really? How many friends have you made? How many numbers have you collected? I see single women all the time. Well, I just want to be married. Well, how many men are you friends with? Are you talking to? Do you know how to have conversation? Somebody on my Periscope is speaking in tongues here. Let me block you real quick because you're getting on my nerves. So listen, God didn't say wait. He said ask. He said seek. He said knock. Stop waiting on what God has already promised you. Some of you are waiting on stuff you already have. You already have peace, but you're saying, God, give me peace. God bless me. He says, you've already got blessing. I've blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. It's already yours. You just have to figure out how to get it in to the natural. How do I pull it in from the natural? Come on now. And from the spirit into the natural with my words. Some of you are waiting on God to fill your mouth. God's already put his word in your mouth. You just need to open it and begin to speak what God has put in it. You ought to be talking all the time, either in tongues or in English. Silence is proof you're already dead. Dead folk are silent. I'm not silent. I've got no intention of being quiet. The world doesn't shut up. Why should I shut up? You watch television, you got idiots talking all day. Look at social media. Why do the people who are full of God have to be the ones to wait on God and be silent? That's garbage. You ask, you seek, and then you knock. And the word ask, seek, and knock in the Greek literally means ask and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. And finally, you'll come to a door that you know that God is on that door, and you walk through it. God bless you. Thank you all for joining me. I'm getting frustrated with this Christianese talk. I'm waiting on God. God didn't say wait. He said, well, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That word does not mean wait. I'm glad to have you for the first time. God bless you. That word does not mean to wait and do nothing. The word wait on the Lord in Isaiah means to serve. Put a cloth around your arm like a waiter and say, Father, is there anything I can do for you? God, is there anything that you need me to handle for you today? Is there some kingdom business that I can handle for you today, Father? When we wait on the Lord, we don't sit on our blessed assurance and wait for God to do something. No, we serve him. We go out in a position of servanthood and we do exploits in the earth. You can tell I'm a little irritated, but I just get irritated at lazy. I don't like lazy and I don't like silent. That's right. We serve him. That's right, Apha. So remember, this whole waiting on the Lord thing is garbage. You ask, you seek, and you knock. And when you don't know what to do, you pray in the Holy Ghost and interpret what you're praying, because God is, oh, I'm just waiting on God to move. God's already moved. God was moving when you were asleep. Well, it's like God is behind our schedule. God's so far ahead of your schedule. You had an appointment with God yesterday. You missed. Some had an appointment with God right now on this Periscope and they missing it. We missing appointments for miracles every day because we believe in the doctrine of waiting. The doctrine of waiting. Stop waiting and start winning. Stop waiting and start winning. Start asking, start seeking, start knocking, and keep doing it. And your persistence will produce prosperity in your life. That's right. Well, I'm just waiting for somebody to invite me to preach. There's a street corner right there. You got a family God gave you. Teach them the word of God. Teach everybody in your influence the word of God, and God will give you somebody else to teach. Well, I don't have anybody to mentor in my life. You got kids. You got a wife. You got a husband. You got a best friend. You got a BFF. Tell them about God. See, God ain't bringing you anybody else because you're waiting on him. Stop waiting. That's amen. I do too. If you're going to get in my circle, I'm going to teach you something. If you're going to get in my circle, you're going to learn something. We ain't waiting on nothing. We ain't waiting on nothing. Waiting is a deception. So I want everybody in here to make a commitment. You're going to be asking, seeking, and knocking every day of your life and be persistent until you fulfill the goal God's put in your spirit. I had to charge you up. I had to give you that injection of Holy Ghost energy in your life. It's time for you to get moving. Get with it. Get with the program. Keep this mouth. If life and death are in the power of the tongue, why would I ever shut up? If life and death are in the power of the tongue, love you so much. If life and death are in the power of the tongue, why would you ever stop moving your mouth? This is your miracle maker right here. This is your money maker. Some people say shake your money maker. No. Move your money maker. It's called your mouth. Because the blessing of the Lord, Jeremiah said, thy word is on my lips, even in nigh my mouth. So everybody in here, stop the waiting game. Stop the waiting and let's ask. We're going to do it now. Father, we ask you. We ask you for 1,000 miracles. We ask you for 1,000 miracles, God, to break out in the name of Jesus in every person's life that's watching. I ask you for 1,000 miracles. I pray, Father, that you would raise up miracle factories that are watching me right now, that their mouth would begin to produce so many miracles in their life, they don't have room enough to even hold on to it. And Father, I speak a turnaround situation. Somebody's depression's breaking. Somebody's diabetes being healed. Somebody's mind battles, your mental health issues. God's turning them around as this man of God is speaking. And Father, I thank you for those, God, that would listen and partner with this ministry. Father, thank you for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, go to www.bishopp.tv. Check my website out. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Love you guys so much. Yes, you are, Apha. When I think about some of you, it brings a smile to my face because I know there's people out there of like spirit. There's people of like spirit. You and I are flowing in the anointing of God. We have like anointings and like spirits attract. And we have the Spirit of God. Love you guys so much. And I'll see you tomorrow on Friday Favor. God bless you. Bye-bye. Listen to the replay. Post it on your Twitter. And we'll talk soon.